Blog Talk Radio.
I'm thinking, always smoking, drinking, doing what I gotta keep my boat from sinking. I just wanna keep on living, keep it moving, doing what I'm doing, winning, never losing. Lost too much already, heart too cold and heavy. Now I'm feeling deadly, no more tears to cry. Hitting switches on these bitches, off of ridges, showing off the ass and titties, tell a lie. No more time for tries, gave up on the people, good guy finished last.
Daggers being evil,
fucking up, no, I fuck shit up. And if you got that bomb, bitch, roll it up. And when it hits my chest, it better blow it up. The only time to just save is when I'm
fucked up.
I try to be strong, but I'm fragile inside, cause working with feelings don't work out. I try to be leading to lies. Now, bitches despise them, niggas be hating, they start to despise, but I'm still gonna rise and I'm aiming for
space.
This Carter a nigga,
kill boss on your face.
I done picked up the pace and I'm staying in motion. This music is life, I done picked up devotion. So sip on this potion, I promise you like it. I hope you excited, it hurt me to write it. I'm wish I had a double. I just wanna fuck them, they just wanna cuddle. Burst the bubbles, causing trouble, now they mad. Calling, crying, texting, whining, drunk and sad. You try to convince me and tell me I'm wrong. You looking for feelings and mine are all gone. I'm too fragile to care. My heart is in pieces, I know what they thinking, like telekinesis. I'll stay in the bleachers, don't step on the court. Cause y'all need some crutches and I ain't support. This is my worth, my pride,
my pain.
This is the shit that leads on my. It's like I'm on speed, but no dagger be smoking. These pills I be popping, these bitches I'm poking. Be hoping I love them, I fuck them and shove them. Cause money and weed is always above them. And when I don't touch them, they stalking and tripping, but I don't hit women or I will be pimping. I choke and shake and fake and hit him in the stomach. Take a breath away, now she can't even comment. I don't care, I can't pour me another drink. Roll up another blood, yeah, no mistake. Stop it, no, I can't, I say so when I die. No more asking why, no more being shy. I'm barely talk, always fought, did crimes, never caught. Always thought the future, can't forget the past. So many things I had, but they didn't last. Learned and
moved on,
with my
shoes on,
cause you
win some,
and you
lose some.
But it made me better, I survived the weather. I was all alone, but now we all together. Quit never happened, why must I repeat? With daggers on the track,
daggers killing beats.
Trigger treat, I'd rather beat skeet. And you won't catch me on Twitter, cause dagger don't tweet. I flow like a fleet, I smoke like a train. I'm colder than they losing, higher than planes. When dagger do die, please don't treat me the same. Just cremate a nigga and smoke my remains. I know that I'm strange, that I'm crazy and psycho. In dreams like I'm Freddy, but sounded like Michael. Believe in the Bible, but not in the preacher. And people need guidance, but I ain't the teacher.
I'm hoping you make it, no fuss will be given.
As long as I'm living, my team will be winning.
Hood bound,
had to put it on the track. Anybody kill a bitch, remember that I'm
Go ahead. I was just thinking that maybe you voted a little hastily on the cutest boy. You thought you should be number one? No! Let me assure you that no list is made hastily by this committee. He didn't mean that. He was just saying maybe we should open it up again for discussion. I cannot, by Sparkle Law, move to have an old list investigated. However, if you can find recourse for such an inquiry, Wendy, I would review it. Does that sparkle with all the girls? Bye-bye.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Lordy be with it. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. It is Ladies Night. Hump Nights again. Two more days in the weekends here. Oh, man. It's just been rough, y'all. I've been working through some things, working through them. But the show must go on, right? You want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. Again, 661-621-7559 is always you tell me cue. Or you press 1 and let me know you want to holler at me. All right, what else? Always looking for new music, independent music. Keep sending me your music. BangOutRadioMF@gmail.com. Again, BangOutRadioMF@gmail.com. All right. Oh, tonight, like I said, I never want to see women in competition, but it's just people want to be in competition. I'm gonna do the power rankings today. Okay? Let's rank these motherfuckers. Man. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna do it just physically myself, but I mean, we're gonna talk about it in a minute. Like I said, gotta get my mind right, gotta get some drink in my system. Then we're gonna be right back and get things started. All right. So again, I hope y'all ready for the night. Yeah, that's about it. So hope y'all enjoy. Sit back, relax. If you got a blunt roll, or got some drink in your system, or you got a cup to fill, or whatever, or something like that. You gonna chill, relax, try to get through the week. All right. A couple more days to the weekend. Yeah. Let's keep it going. So West Coast Wednesday, something nice. 40 B with it. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. How I trying to say.
We started off cool. Conversation was all true. I wanna be a true, and you my true. Then we fell all in love. Angel from above. You opened up your angel wings, swept me right off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel complete. You're all that I need. You can't keep messing up my makeup. Thank you.
real problem is that I'm losing in love with myself. Newport's in Tennessee. Don't get it misunderstood. Girl, I love you to death. Let's to the dirt with me. The problem is that I'm losing in love with myself. Newport's in Tennessee. What is love when you love in love with someone else? With someone else. What is love when you love them way more than yourself? Some way more than yourself.
Newport's
and Hennessy.
How am I hurt on my sleep? That is just simple, but maybe I shouldn't, cause that's instrumental. I speak with intelligence, listen to feelings. The words that you don't say, I pay most attention. Your actions should follow and back up your words, but things that you say just reside on the curb. I wonder, is this just a phase in your life? Your mom said you're needy. If I'm going, you'll find someone who has time. Rather hold up your time, cause when it boils down, love's a dangerous crime. Her dangerous drug is getting me out my mind. Who love you think you gon' find solid is mine. I'm just asking questions you think or might never, cause maybe you're infatuated with better. This game of Taipei is just they ain't no checkers. The queens of her kings really known as protectors.
Don't get it misunderstood, girl, I love you to death. It's to the dirt with me. The problem is that I'm losing in love with myself. Newport's in Tennessee. Don't get it misunderstood, girl, I love you to death. Let's to the dirt with me. The problem is that I'm losing in love with myself. Newport's in Hennessy.
Newport's in Hennessy's all that I need. Medication I find best to relieve the pain and the tears that'll run down my face. I dream you're for me, I wake up then I chase. Me and you had such a wonderful start, but you started stripping then we fell apart. I told you cause light can shine even in dark. Someone else relates, maybe I'll touch their heart. I know it's my fault that I went to the joint, but you don't have to listen to negative points. Your friends love to talk imperfections about me, but they don't talk imperfections about you. Between rocks and hard places, what you gon' do? Opinions, decisions, which one you gon' choose? Newport, I smoke, I hope you don't confuse. You won't talk, hope Hennessy gives me some clues.
Don't get it misunderstood, girl, I love you to death.
Yeah,
yeah. It's to the dirt with yeah, yeah. The problem is that
oh. I know it's hard to believe, but baby, look at me. Does it look like I'm playing with you right now? I mean, it's been 5 years, and I'm still here. I think it's time for us to exchange some vows. I know that it sounds crazy right now, but what else can I say to the woman who has made me? Why should we hesitate? I know you want to say yes. Yes, you'll be my wife. You'll be my wife. Share my life. And I'll say, of all the girls, oh, yeah, who have been with me, but now I got me a woman, and one who loves me, and I swear, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Body. Oh, you gotta hold on me. and ooh. My body's saying ooh, ooh, ooh. 'Cause I'm ready to submit to ya. Give this time to ya. Hey, hey. Me wait, don't play no game, play, play. 'Cause I'm ready to submit to ya. Give this time to ya. Hey, hey, hey. I let you do some things, don't be afraid, play, play. 'Cause I'm ready to submit.
Anymore. I'm gonna be leaving the company. Well, I enjoy being your pimp, it's just that
when I see real love, like what social people have, well, it just makes me feel like a, well, like a dick. I may be a man now, but it doesn't mean I have the right to be earning money for what girls do. Whether you're charging bellies for kisses by cash, or by making them listen to your stupid mother's problems, well, that's your hard work. Bitches, this is your company now. So get out there and make yourself some motherfucking money.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? Let's go swim. There's something nice for to be with it. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We back. If you're out there live or downloading this at your own convenience or watching this later or whenever, thank you. Anyway, you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559, as always. Tell me Q or press 1 to holler at me. Now, before we start, as always, my disclaimer. Look. I love women. Nothing but respect for any woman out there doing a motherfucking thing for herself, without telling nobody nothing, not gonna answer to nobody. You know what I mean? Working hard, doing what you gotta do. No excuses. And just to bow to her because you wanna be a better person for yourself. You know what I mean? No matter what nobody else is. Yeah, hold yourself up for your own. Now that I haven't said that, I swear sometimes I really want to, like, hang a bitch by her titty, like, tie her, you know, like, tie her hands and feet so she can't move, and then, like, wrap her rope, like, around her titty, like, and swing her up by the titty, and then, like, swing her around. Like, I mean, I got some for you little titty bitches, too, you know, I'll find a way to get it, you know, I'll find a way to get that stamp on that shit somehow, just picture it, like, you know. You ever see that body shit or whatever, but literally by just the titty, like full body weight just on the titty. Just float them around. Like, I mean, seriously sometimes, man, that should be, well, I have to deal with y'all sometimes. Competition. Again, before we even get into this, I want to go on record by saying, I don't think nobody should be a competition with anybody. There shouldn't be a competition. It's just for record, because it shouldn't be a competition in a way that, you know, fighting or scrapping at each other and shit. You know, it's about bettering yourself. And again, if you're bettering yourself, then somehow, some, you know, there's some safe way, some point, you should want to see other people do better too. I always want to see people doing good, no matter what. Hate me, whatever, it doesn't matter. Do good though. Fuck me. Or whatever, you know, fuck whatever I got to go through, whatever, you know, that's fine. But are you okay? Or is that going to make you better? Are you going to feel better? Fine. I mean, that's all I really want, no matter what. Because like I say all the time, I ain't for everybody. It ain't about me. Whatever your situation is, how are you bettering yourself? And that's just how I feel. You know, so, again, but I feel if women felt that way even about each other and came together on some shit, then everything would be kosher. You get, again, I be thinking, you got to think like knights at a round table. You know what I mean? There was 12 of them. These are all dudes, though, but I mean, I guess. I'm just saying. But, you know, I'm thinking about, you got to think about squads. You know what I mean? If you get the right team together, focus on the same shit, not the bullshit, like, yo, like I said, the knights of the round table, yo, we got to go handle this war. We all got to go kill them. No matter what we got going over here at this table, we can talk about it, chop it up, or whatever, but hey, it's time to go to war, mount up. And everybody else knows who the fuck knights of the round table. They fear motherfuckers when we come to the battlefield, type. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Squad, Ocean's 11, 12, 13. And even that new, what, the all-girl movie. I ain't even watched that shit yet. But that Ocean's 8 with all females, come on. I'm kind of mad they took the series that way because the ladies took it, but I ain't watched it to comment on it, so I'm not going to comment on it. But at the same time, with the right team, you know, anything can happen. Anything can get done in the proper way. But how many gangster movies you don't watch, or how many heist movies or whatever? The squad, like, when motherfuckers lose focus, that's when shit get fucked up. But the best motherfuckers get away with that shit. They move on, like I said, at the end of Ocean 11. They motherfuckers was in Vegas, like, hey, look at that. Walking around with millions and shit and everything. I'm just saying. Again, just going on record before we start talking about competition, I'm all about teamwork. That's where I'm at. It's easy if you got a squad. Like I said, the Lakers, when Shaq and Kobe was together, even when they had beef, all in the locker room, all on social media. You know what I mean? They didn't give a fuck if they didn't like each other. When they stepped on the court, nigga, them niggas got three titles back to back. Nigga, 1, 2, 3. Couldn't stand each other. Got titles, though. Got the rings, though. I mean, I'm just saying. Business is business. So I just want to go on record by saying that again. The best things come together, if they come together the right way, the best plans and everything are executed by a team. There's very few that can do shit by themselves. I'm not one of them people. I know that already. Actually, I can go to work by myself because, I mean, that's my job. That's what I got to do. Besides that, you know, it's about, again, you want to build a team with people that you trust. I got teams. I got music, hood band, got a squad. Ain't nobody fucking with that. That's it. Hood band, we deal with shit as we have to deal with it. But again, when we go out and shit has to go down, nigga, it's on. Ain't no questions asked. You know, so, you know, family. I got a family. I love my family. We got shit going on internally, you know what I mean? But when it's us against somebody else, nigga, family. And that includes people that ain't blood, too. Because like I said, I don't got friends, I got family. Again, I'm all about teamwork. Okay. You know, it's about teamwork, though, I guess. You know, everybody want to be in competition. So, you know, I'm all about my analogies and shit, baby. So I was thinking about this. So I'm going to see if this is going to work. So follow me. Follow me. All right, here we go. Look. Consider me in this situation. I guess I'm like the Olympics. All right, the Olympics. This is the, a lot of events, you know, a lot of people signing up for different things and everything like that. But, I mean, it's the Olympics. There's a lot of shit going on in the Olympics. So throughout the night, we're just going to break down the Olympics. Now, first of all, I say the Olympics because every four years, I evaluate shit for myself. And those involved in those 4 years. But again, in those 4 years, when the evaluation talks and the Olympics happen, when the Olympics come, you know, there's been a lot of prelims. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, you got to get through the qualifiers. You know how much it takes to just to get to the Olympics? You know what I mean? A lot goes on. You know, I hope motherfuckers are out there training. I hope you're out there, you know, doing, if you're trying to get to the Olympics. Okay, if you're not, again, Olympics ain't for everybody. Again, this is what you try to get into. Again, many different events in the Olympics. And it's funny because, like I said, let's just jump through the events. What would be nice is synchronized swimming. I would like to have a gold team in synchronized swimming. That means everybody's doing the same thing. Perfect, execute it. You know what I mean? You know how hard it is to synchronize swim? You ever see this shit? Like a comparison to the shit you've seen. I don't know if I watched the Olympics. Summer Olympics. Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics. All right. Like I said, you ever watch synchronized swimming? Some of the shit these females be doing. You know the dedication it takes to do some of that shit. Some motherfuckers be upside down in water, like deep water, but like doing their feet and angles in a certain way, all together. You know, perfect unison type shit. That type of shit doesn't happen overnight. You know what I mean? Score. You know those type of events and shit. You know, what else? The gymnastics. You know what I mean? But the team gymnastics. Remember the last Olympics when that little short black girl or whatever was smashing that shit? But again, it was a team effort. But the team was smashing. There's nothing more beautiful than seeing a whole squad. Like I said, everybody get the gold. If we come out here and handle business. You know, if you're going to be in the competition, that's fine, but then you can still be in the team effort in the competition against everybody else. You know what I mean? Pick your squad. And take on all challenges. Period. It can be a competition, but again, that's a that's the funny thing, again, back at the Olympics with the group gymnastics and all that and everything. But again, when it comes to, this is the bad part about the group effort, though, because again, your scored on a group tally as well. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to real life being Olympics, it's like people are slack off on the team effort because they're waiting for the individual event. Because they're gonna try to show out the individuals. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's okay. I'll take the silver over here because I can get the gold by myself. But I mean, I guess it is something like that, but again, that's when you go from the group gymnastics. Now you got the individuals. And that little black girl, I want to say Dominique Doss. I don't know why that name sticks out to me as far as the Olympics go, but there was some little black girl that was out there smashing the Olympics all by herself. Go, doing all the little flips, all of the, like, perfect. Hit a little pose and shit, like. So, again, I can understand if you just want to, as bad as it is, again, I wish you would give the full effort, because, again, you should want to win the gold no matter what the event. That's what I'm saying. You should want to win the gold no matter what the event is. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't. The Olympics came to in a situation, you talk about the Olympics, it's just that you can't expect, it takes time for people that never actually dealt with each other to actually want to be a team. I've seen movies and shit like that too, but we ain't never going to get no championship. I can't play with y'all. I'm from over here and you from over there. And I'm from over here and we just ain't never going to get it. Like, it's cool, like, mighty ducks, all kind of shit. But at the same time, it's just that you will want to win that gold in all the events across the board. That's how I would feel. Again, these are the Olympics. It's tough. Took a little while to get here type shit and everything. But again, if you made it to the Olympics, again, a lot of people ain't even on this stage. So there's a lot of people that try to qualify for certain type shit. They never, you know what I mean? They just can't get past the qualifier. So, like they say, just making it to the Olympics, you know, is a feat. But again, remember, if you want to be here to compete, you got to be here to ready to play. You got to go for the gold. Because remember, in the Olympics, people from all around the world go for the gold, trying, you know. But again, but certain events I don't fuck with, like, you know. The girls, the bitches that be on that, what is it, the pole vault. You know, the bitches just want to grab any long stick and just jump on it. I don't fuck with them, you know what I mean? But not on no real shit. You know, them bitches, y'all bitches go pole vault, just trying to get as high as you can to get over that bar, right? So y'all go ahead and do that. I don't like the pole vault. I don't like the rings either. Like, because like I said, you get the rings are serious. Now, I don't know if you ever seen the people on the rings. Anybody that try to play the rings, you can dislocate a socket, you can do all kind of shit on that. So again, don't fuck with them rings. You know what I mean? If you're ready for that kind of hassle. You know, just know your event too. You know, if you're a runner, don't come out here trying to, you know, do these gymnastics. This isn't your event. Don't come over here. Don't do it. Oh man. Some people just want the long jump. You know, there's some girls, some y'all ladies real good at the long jump. We just skip years. You want to put it? I'm putting this in real terms. I hope y'all follow me. You know, the girls that think they can, like, oh, hey, what's up, woo-woo, chill or whatever, and then you disappear and then skip a few years, like, ooh, and then pop back up. like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, the long jump is it. Like, I know some gold medalists in the long jump. Like, some people play multiple events. Or, you know, the triple jump, you know, the one, the long jump is years. The triple jump is every couple of months, like, you know, 2, 4, 6, 2, 2, 2. You ever see it? Like, y'all see it? Y'all, I hope y'all understand it. Y'all watch the Olympics. I hope y'all understand what I'm talking about. You know, the triple jump, the bitches just come around every couple of months or so, like, poof, 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 just pop up every now and then. What the fuck? You know, Olympic status, but that's your event. That is what you do. You know. Now, again, when it comes to me, my favorite events, my personal favorite events, there's three personal favorite events that when it comes to me as far as the Olympics go, when it comes to me, oh, my bad, hold on, before I go. The fat bitches, I really fuck with them, you know what I mean, because, you know, they do the shot put shit. They just want balls right here. Shot put. You see the shot put event? It's all fat bitches, just putting balls in their neck. You know what I mean? Fat bitches, that's all they're good for is head and everything, too. So that's all fat bitches do. They're over there in the shot put and everything. They be right here with it. Yeah, with the balls in their neck, spinning around. All right. So, I'm just saying. But they out there, too. Like, just know your event. Know your event. You never see a bitch from the shot put running, you know, doing any other event, you know, so. Oh, man, javelin. Oh, there's some bitches out here playing the javelin a bit. You know what I mean? You're seeing how far they can throw the pussy. You know what I mean? That's what they thought. They just. Like, bitches out here throwing that pussy, boy. I'm telling you. They throw from a distance. Trying to see how far they can go with it. I'm just saying, like, they're out here. Out here. Bitches is out here skeet shooting. You know what I mean? They're out there on that range. Y'all out here shooting motherfuckers down, too. You know, the other side of it. Niggas out here trying to be cool with y'all, trying to do shit with y'all and everything like that. Trying to be proper and everything. Just not just pull, pull, pull. Shoot that down. Pow, pow. Oh, what the? Pull. Or archery. Archery, some of y'all bitches real, real good at that. Because, you know, that's precision. That's precise. You know, you take aim and fire. There's a lot of competition in the archery department. A lot of people going for that gold medal. Out there taking their shots. You know, pew, pew. See y'all. It's cool. Now go for that gold. Take the best shot. They're out here, man. The event is crazy. But, of course, you know, the best is always, you know, where the best of the best step up to, you know what I mean, it comes to three events. You know, it's always track and field. Track and field. That's always where the best of the best step up. You know, because everybody want to be on that road of life. You know what I mean? If you want to put it this way, this is what track and field is. But, again, starters. Like, you know, just back to the team thing, you know, the relay. I love that. Did you watch the USA females track and field women's team on the relay passing that stick? Like, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Y'all got me spilling drink. I'm just saying, like, we got gold. Like, I'm just saying, like, you pass the stick properly, you can get the gold. Like, but it's not about the relay. Again, when it comes to that men's division, no homo, I'm not talking about pass the stick, but, you know, the men's division, relay, passing the female or whatever, anything like that. Niggas, if it's about that, nigga, who's going to hold that shit down? Niggas don't give a fuck about that shit. Pass it on to the next. Pass it to the homies. Again, when it comes to the relay, you know what I mean, there's problems. When it comes to the team effort, nobody wants to put the team first. Nobody wants to go on the team effort. Okay, but the individual eventually comes down to three things. Okay, so fuck the relay, right? Comes down to three things. 100-meter dash, 100-meter hurdles, long distance. I don't know if it's like 400 meters or 1,000 meters. I'm sorry, you know, when they just run around like three, four times, that the long distance run. Okay, and same thing with swimming, kind of in a sense. You know what I mean? There's different strokes, the same thing. It's about the distance. These are my personal favorite events. I mean, these are the events that I really look at. Like, again, I know all these other events over here. Like, these ones I don't really worry about over here. Because that's just that. These are the ones that matter to me. So, when it comes to these events, if you play in these Olympics, like I said, you're trying to step up and win the gold in these events, it's a little different. Like I said, the 100-meter dash. Oh, wait, backtrack. Also, this is when it comes to the rankings, as far as these events go, because this is where rankings, I guess, matter as far as I go. Think of it like, again, when it comes to, again, track and field is running, right? So every negative towards you is like a weight on your leg, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and this is before you even run, like before you even start the race. It's like a handicap. Now this already sets you back, or it's like a penalty. You know, like somebody else started ahead of you, and you gotta wait a little while because again, it's just different. This is where the rankings fall in. You know what I mean? Because the more weight you have on you, or the more penalties that you have, the harder it is for you to win the race. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I'm trying to make sense. I don't think I'm that fucked up yet. But I'm trying to. So first of all, 100-meter dash. Real easy. Real easy. Again, hit me up. Yeah, if we're comparing it to real life. Just hit me up. Let me know what's going down. Phew. Phew. Straight to the point. No bullshit. No job in the cell. Yo, I want to do this. This probably move, whatever. Like, just. But again, you got to realize what's coming to the. You got to realize what you're stepping up to the starting line with before that gun even goes off. Because again, when it comes to the Olympics, and just comparing it, like I said, to real life and everything like that, there's certain things I don't have to deal with. You know what I mean? You're playing in my Olympics, kids. You know, handicapped. I don't got those. The kids ain't in the Olympics. They're in the stands. You know what I mean? You don't want to watch what's going on, really. Not in this situation. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Just looking at what I'm just saying. And the more you have, you know, the more weight it is. Just right there. Again, I'm not. And again, but a plus though, if you got cool, again, it's how you handle those kids as well. Again, if you got cool kids, I got no problem with cool kids. Hey, that's fine. Whatever, but I mean, if you got some badass ones, you can get it's a reflection of the situation. So that's a couple extra more weights on your legs before you even start. You know, but again, if you a G like that and you handle your shit like that, then that extra weight doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, you got a couple of extra ones on you. Again, if you're in these Olympics, I mean, what? You have a car. You have a mode of transportation. These are just basics for me. This is what I feel. I feel you should have your own place to live. I feel you should have a place. Yes, you have a mode of transportation. Just period. Especially as a female. You know what I mean? If you don't have those things, man, you got a couple of weights on you. Like, clank, 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 clank. I mean, your race is already back a little bit. You know, you can't start off as fast. You got to slow that down a little bit. You got things you got to handle first. Maybe the ones in it, you know, but it just depends. But again, it's about who finishes this race first. Again, it just doesn't mean. But nothing in your way. But certain things for yourself. It's not even that I'm putting anything in your way. These are just the basics. I feel that anybody said everybody got a phone. You know what I mean? So everybody got a phone. Fucking kids got phones that shouldn't even fucking have phones. But again, that's a necessity. You know what I mean? I just feel people just have certain priorities that they just need to have first, especially females. I'm only saying it because I don't want y'all to have to ask nobody for nothing. Nobody for rides, nobody for for fucking, you know, Uber money, nobody for fucking bus fare. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to do none of that shit. If you want to do something, you should be able to do it. And not have to rely on the next person in order to do it, whatever that is. That's just how I feel. So again, that's 100-meter dash. You know what I mean? Again, that's just the basics. That's just nothing in front of you, just you. But you have to realize that you, if you put certain weights on yourself, I don't have nothing to do with that. You did that. You say, I wasn't here when this shit happened. Thursday, the Olympics, this is the Olympics. It's the same event, Thursday. You, what you was doing in your off season? What was you doing these past couple of years before this time came around? Were you training? What were you? Well, you can't do nothing about it. Like you said, do you have a job? It's basic necessities. These are things that people need. I'm sorry if I feel that way. Whatever that job is, I don't even give a fuck. There are certain things that I personally wouldn't do. But again, a J-O-B, income from somewhere. Or if you have to be a full-fledged hustler or whatever, but again, make sure you hustle on point if this is what you're doing. Because again, every negate that you have, that's just that much harder that you have to work. And again, these are basic necessities that I feel women should have, period. Job, car, place to live. 1, 2, 3. You have a job. It doesn't have to be balling or whatever. It could be yours. As long as it's yours. Because again, you ladies have no idea, trust me, how much you would feel better to have something that's really just doors that can't nobody tell you shit about. Like, trust me, I know this. And again, if you can't, and if you can't have all at once, work on one or something. Again, this is just the 100-meter dash. This is just the basics. And you should want that for yourself. You know, so. And that's just how I feel about that. And that's so. If you so, but again, looking at the event now, it's like, okay, well, you have this. You have this. Let's see what else. This is simple, right? But at the same time, it's amazing. But again, you gotta realize you got like 8 people that really just don't have a lot of shit. Not like that, but kind of like that, but a little bit. But again, like I said, just as far as the Olympics, back to the Olympics go, like I said. It's a few people but you want to play and win this race, right? So you have to look at what you're doing and then realize, okay, what do I have to do in order to get that goal? What do I got to do to get that goal? If that's what you want, but that's what you're here for, right? It don't make no sense for you. That's what it don't make no sense. Don't even come to the Olympics. Why show up to the Olympics if you ain't going for the goal? Ain't no point. Waste of time. Just to say you was there. Oh, I was there. I was there for a little while. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens in another 4 years. Like, come on now. You know, tell them what could happen. You know what I'm saying? But that's the one that's going to be the dash. You know, we got 2 more events. We're going to get real serious. If I'm getting a dagger double triple play, I may have to smoke this blunt now. You know, oh, I got it. Yeah, I got 2 more events. You know, when I get back, we're going to talk about, like I said, the hurdles. You know, the 100-meter dash hurdles, that's when I put some shit on you. You know what I mean? That's that, what I expect, what I expect you to do for me type shit. Now you got the hurdles. Because, again, not everybody, and then, like I said, the distance one. So I got 2 more events. You know what I mean? So I hope y'all with me. I hope y'all follow me and everything like that. West Coast Wednesday Sunrise. I'll be with it. Black Out Radio. Yeah, I'll be radio. You know, I'm into it. Like, I heard it. Be right back.
Here we go. Here we go.
I keep telling you.
Dag bitch. AKA 4DB with
anti-hater. They ain't ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because your dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that, they always wanna come back. We could've did that, we should've did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go. But you see you made the choice and then I walked away. Cause the dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I skate, why wait? For a stranger don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you need a stroller. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy, but then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. Don't wanna lose. Such a kind of touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me, but no one to love me. Had no self-esteem, so I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback, tried to leave me stranded. Left me for dead, but look at me, I'm standing on my own 2-6-2, all me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did. You now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to say, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why, truth is I'm out of tries. I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben with me, don't wanna lose.
As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can or will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it. Hood girl, now I'm about to go. I have to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Go on, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben winning, so I can't lose. You dagger bitch, aka 4DB, Witty.
Alright, Fresh. They was mad at us the last time we was on the track together. You know, calling them bitches and shit. They didn't like that too much. They did, but they did.
It's cool, man.
I ain't gonna play nice and stuff.
We love you.
Yeah. We're gonna tone it down. We're gonna relax.
Chill out.
You holla at them. I got you. Then I'ma holler at him.
I'ma holler at him first.
Let's see if we can calm down the situation this time around.
Yeah, don't trip. Right? I got you. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's fresh. And yes, I guess. Just baby, feel the power. I'm the best, and you'll be blessed to fuck me in the shower. We just met, but from your text, I bet that pussy fire. But before that sex, I want that neck. Except that I'm a ride. I freed your mind, left your body in shock. She never say stop. She just hit on top. If it pops, she pay that D up. Then I give that D up. Before I beat that P up, baby, like that beat up.
It's about to be a great night, get that ass look right. And the pussy print looking like it's real tight, ready to eat. Cause you got a nigga hungry, the weed that was smoking also giving me the munchies. Thicker than a big booty bitch from the country. Got a lot of girls, but it's different when you touch me. Got me feeling lucky, living in the dream world. After round one, she be begging for an encore. Got a nigga dick sore, I need a minute, hold up. Roll up, smoke another blunt, got a man up. Now she got her ass up, booty keeps smacking. Take another shot,
then release the cracking.
Lights, camera, action, you said you was a real freak. Submarine the pussy, yeah, my dick be going real deep. Hit it till the screen leaks, gotta change the bed sheets. Roll up, spark, do it all again, repeat. Keep it real no matter what. Why I gotta be so tough? Why I gotta life so rough? Why I gotta call they bluff and dial up like placing orders? Why I gotta keep the heaters with me when I'm bending corners?
I don't know, man.
Why I gotta feel the pain in the rain? Cause I can't dodge it. Why I gotta keep on drinking all this liquor till I rise? Like a comet. Why I gotta stay so high? Cause I gotta ride the time flies. And I got a lot of shit to do before I die. Cause I gotta be known for something important. Why they keep on dropping bullshit like I gotta support it? No, me, I'd rather abort it. Cause why I gotta stay focused is what I do, got a purpose. Don't want my life to be worse. That's why I live to be perfect. But no, you don't gotta listen. Gotta stay out of prison. I gotta not lose my victory. I've been dumb for so long that I'm surprised that I'm living. Since I am, I gotta do it right and make smart decisions. Why I gotta, why I gotta, why I gotta. Why I gotta, why I gotta, why I gotta. Why I gotta, why I gotta, why I gotta. Why I got it? 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 Why I gotta lead the people if they don't wanna follow? While I'm keying in your mouth, shit you don't wanna swallow. You see that's why I gotta try you out. I gotta see what you about. Cause if the bitch is trash, I gotta bag her up and throw her out. Why I gotta be so mean? Why I gotta keep it clean? ODB, yup, I gotta see. West Coast, yeah, I represent. Born and raised, I keep it true. That's why I gotta twist my fingers up and show my
bubble.
Why I gotta be a sinner? I just wanna be a winner. Go to work, then come on to two naked bitches cooking dinner. Pesting me, my rover slippers, bending over, taking pictures. One calls me, the other calls me sir or mister. Why I gotta have a dream I only see when I'm asleep? Why I gotta be like Jason Voorhees when I murder people?
Why I gotta be so scary? Why I gotta shoulder all these burdens I don't wanna carry? Why I gotta shed no tears? Why I gotta show no fear? And I don't like no questions, so that's why I gotta keep it clear. Like a crystal, hit a pencil, pad of paper, gotta write. Why I gotta write a song? Why I gotta fight when I'm a man of peace? Because I gotta be violent when niggas test me in the street. They say I'm kind, so I'm weak. So why I gotta be that? So why I gotta be back? So why I gotta relax? I stay turned up to the max, cause there's no point in my limit. Rather play a game of chicken, chance ahead on the lizard. I gotta learn my lesson, cause I know my life isn't free. I see there's no one else to do it, so I gotta be me, ODB.
I wanted to wait for you, Mike. Well, actually, I wanted you to wait for me.
All right.
But you know, you have to go home.
R.I.P.
You know what I mean?
Mike Jackson.
R.I.P. Yeah. MJ, you know what I mean? We're going to update this track, though. The Dagger.
Gotcha, man. You live
Floss
on.
Gang.
Let's
all
keep
right.
going.
Now I was on the block when I was seen by Billie Jean. Caramel brown beauty, natural without the Maybelline. Such a pretty thing, couldn't help but to approach her. Ask her to support a beer mug with a coaster. I went to her house, beat it up a few times. Reached my final destination, then I followed the sign. Started questioning a nigga about all his activities. Claiming pregnant now, bitch, you only looking for sympathy. Never wrong dog once, say the tricks for the sun. Floss never foster dumb girls trying to front. You got a better chance flying, jumping off a bridge. I'm 100% sure I didn't bother your kid. Tell him, Morgan, cause I never had a son or a daughter. That when it comes to Owen Billie Jean,
you are not the father.
Now you hadn't bothered. Running to the back of the stage, I keep my cheese, go back to minimum wage. You made in the club, all I did was squeeze a booty. She whispered in my ear saying,
oh, you a cutie.
You looking real good, ma, you know I wanna tap that. In the back of the lag, hitting it from the back. You know I got a jimmy hat tight like a fitted cat. Move when you come, don't shoot where the pussy at. 27, don't need a kid all in my pocket. Hard head, mini me, badass, stop it. Only have a profit, you scheming on my paycheck. You should've planned better, cause you still ain't got paid yet. Play another nigga next to kid you got aim on. Why you wanna waste time, wasn't even that fine. Not a dime or a 9-7 or 8. Trapped with a kid using me to escape. Wait, ain't you Billy, the hope from the city? Raw dogging ever since you grew some hair on your jeans. No pity for you, or the six little rugrats. Your fault, not mine, should've never done that. Should've kept your legs closed, wouldn't be a problem. Looking real stupid, even hookers use condoms. What you wanna do, smart enough to stay true? Not you, give her time to have another kid or two. So sad you missing out on what you could be. Find another daddy for your baby, bitch, it ain't me.
What? She trying to get you too, Mike? I ain't the one either.
No, not my son. No daughters either.
Tell him, Mike.
Yup. Hold on. I got another one. Yeah. Here we go again, a dumb bitch playing dumb games. I wrapped it up, took it down, then forgot the bitch name. Came back a year late and fucked on the first day. If that kid was really mine, why did you wait? Cause you know it ain't the real dad, ain't shit. Ain't the day you got pregnant, the day you got flipped. That's a lot of dick, took him like a champ though. Better track them niggas down and get some blood samples. You an example of what a woman shouldn't be. Tried to play a G because I'm what your son will never be. Now you mad at me, fuck it then, I'm mad at you. Understand you want the best of all the men to fuck too. Billy Jean, sick and tired of the chatter. I'm not the one you even wanna name your kid after. You look like me, what'd you say? Hey, bitch, come again, he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and a butt chin. Yeah. Not a feature I possess, so stop the press. I ain't the only one who put a Clinton stain on your dress. Smoke the best daily, thank God that he made me. Nut it in your mouth, so that ain't my baby. She done gone crazy, tripping and sipping. Only brought around, bitch, cause you was down for the building. If I pull heat, the freak elite will leave me alone. Check the kid's DNA from my X and Y chromosome. Couldn't fight a bitch, ha ha, I told you. Restraining order, get the fuck off my shoulder. Why won't you listen to the dagger of the family? I was right, you was wrong, Mike, make her understand me. Ha!
Nope. Who? She think I'm the one too, Mike. Ha! I don't know what she thinking. Woo! They wasn't ready for this one. Who thinks that? Why would she think that? It's not. Don't get it twisted, cause it's not. She thinks I'm the one too.
Hold on. Can I get my duet on with you, Mike? Hold on, here we go. Look. Alright. The Dagger. I gotta put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could've fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking out. While thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm looking douchey, I'm chucking my deuces. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say bye bye, say bye bye, say bye bye to her.
Stomach hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self esteem, and sorry, I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Told me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money. It ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you made you chuck them deuces
later.
I'm losing new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better, better, better.
Off of real shit.
No more time to make
I got a lot of no buts on the body. A bunch of bullshit. But fuck, don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep pushing, right? Don't nobody else give a fuck, so I got to.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul,
and now
you wanna let me go so you can go and do whatever. Moving on to something better, left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit.
But still,
talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out. Nothing like them other bitches. Why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, deuces. Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Better,
man, I didn't want to move on, but fuck, I got no choice yet. It's not in my hands anymore. I did everything I fucking could, you know what I mean? But what can a nigga do? But keep it pushing. Keep moving forward. And stop crying about that shit, right? So fuck it, that's what I'm gonna do. This shit still hurts like a motherfucker. But fuck it. Deuces.
I want you to copy down these math problems and solve them before recess.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. What? Did you want to make some motherfucking money? What? Man, you should be doing kids on the playground. You can make $50 a day. Well, the person will choose whoever won. I'll tell you that, right, bitch. Shut up. Oh, all right, then. Hey, Wendy. Wendy. Bitch, don't you want to start making some real fucking money? Leave me alone. Well, you and me for the playground, bitch. You should be out there working. Don't you want a new gun box? That new coat? I can get all that for you, bitch.
Butters, dude.
What?
You can't call my girlfriend a bitch.
Oh. Well, I'm saying the bitch should be out there working yourself. What you doing, bitch? Just getting kisses to stay for free? You should be making some motherfucking money. Damn! But seriously, if you don't stop this, I'll kick your ass. Well, here's $100. Stay up near me, punch him.
Ah, wait. Dude, we created a monster.
Come on, Wendy, you should be putting that mouth to work.
Butters, do you have a problem?
All these bitches are kissing fellas, and I haven't figured out that they should be making some serious fucking money.
Oh, yeah, we bet. What's going on this hump night? What to be with it? Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. See, I'll try to call in if you would like to. 661-621-7559. As always, you're chilling the queue. There's one to holler at me. All right, back to the Olympics. All right? So now we're past the hurdles, right? I mean, no. How'd you meet a dash? Now we're up to the hurdles, right? Now, the hurdles event, again, is quite impressive to me because, again, now not only are you running with the weights that you should already be dealing with yourself, like I said, from the 100-meter dash, I mean, a certain thing that motherfuckers should just have in my book. That's for yourself. Now, with the hurdles, again, real-life analogy and everything compared to the people who want to make this competition. I'm not trying to make it a competition, but some people want to. So if we're going to make it a competition, it's going to be the Olympics. You know what I mean? So y'all going to make it a competition. Like, it's the Olympics right here. I don't know what y'all talking about. Yes, man. So, but now, if you want to play, if you want to come to the hurdle section, right? Now, the hurdles, again, on top of already the shit that you're carrying over from the 100-meter dash. Now, the hurdles is the shit. Each hurdle represents something that I would expect you to do if you fucking with me. On some real shit. Fuck all the bullshit all the time. You trying to fuck with me? Now you're in the hurdles. You know what I mean? I'm a smoker. If I come around, can't make sure you got weed for me. You know what I mean? Again, I fuck with smokers, so I would expect anybody that's fucking with me to have weed when I come on. It's me. Call me greedy, call me this guy, whatever. I don't know. But if you're fucking with me, and you know I smoke, you might want to keep some weed around. I'll be able to get some. Just saying. Because, again, to me, that's something like grocery shopping. If you're going to go to a grocery shop, you go to a grocery store, you go to the weed shop, you bring that shit home. Like, I'm just saying, that's part of the routine. You know, but that's one hurdle. You know, some people don't be like that. Some bitches be like, no, you gonna bring the weed this time. Every now and then, you know, I can do what I do. I'm just saying, I do personally. If we're like living together, like on some real shit and everything like that, no. Keep weed in the house like you keep groceries in the house. And maybe a bottle too, if I'm stretching it. But again, girls, not know why. I'm just saying, just add it to the shopping list. Put it in the fucking budget. It shouldn't be a question. Like, just say it. I mean, that may be a hurdle to somebody. Now, again, back to the transportation. If my car go down, there's another hurdle. You got a job. What if I need something, like, real quick? You know, are you going to help me through struggle, through problems and shit? Because, like I said, there are real-world problems out here. I'm not saying I'm not going to put my weight, but if we on some real-world shit, we trying to go for that gold. Like, I may need something, like, now. I don't need no questions. I don't need no this. That way, like I said, am I going to get that or not? I just need a yes or no. Again, I'm the type to ask for something that I wouldn't need anyway, but if we're there, then we're there. But I never go there with most people. I'm just saying. It's another hurdle. You know, I will never ask somebody to put their kids before me. Again, that's from the first situation. But again, remember, you're carrying that weight, not me. You know what I'm saying? So can you do that and make sure I'm still taken care of? Not taken care of, but at the same time, can you still do what you need to do? So people can't do both. And I will never take that. And I will never stand in the way of anybody's child. I will never get in that. That's why it's already an issue kind of for me anyway. Again, no kids. What if I still want to have some? So I had to pause real quick. My bad. But dead ass. There's another hurdle. Like I said, there's a whole other event. Like, I still want to have some. You know, I just don't like mixed families. Like I said, that's another weight already. Because again, baby daddies be around. And that's just some other nigga I got to deal with. Like, if I'm going to be somebody's baby daddy, I want to be the first baby daddy. I want to be the first baby daddy if I'm going to be that. You know, that's just me. But again, these are hurdles. And this, but you don't have to be in this event. Like I said, this might not be for you. It's okay. But again, these are things that, and again, but and do you ever see the races? You know what I mean? And you see them running, right? And they be running, and you ever see somebody like clip a hurdle? Like, oh shit, you fall behind. You know? Some people totally fuck up, like boom, like oh, totally fall over. Look, all like I'm saying, this event may not be for you. You know, it's not like I'm trying to throw hurdles to cause problems or cause issues or anything like that. But that's the event. If this is what you want to do to put it, like if you want to go, you got to do this. This is what you have to do. Or don't come to the Olympics. You don't have to. You supposedly wanted to get here. You know what I mean? It's not like the Olympics call people. The Olympics don't call people like, yo, hey, you know, you want to come to the Olympics? No. You try to work your way through the preliminaries, you know what I mean, the qualifiers. You know what I mean? You try to get here to the big stage. This is what you try to do. In whatever event that you choose to participate in. I'll say it again. My personal favorites are the group events. But again, everybody's about the individual goal. Everybody's trying to win individual goals. Like, so, okay. That's fine. But I'm just saying. Like I said, we're still in the hurt. Well, I get... Sometimes you shut the fuck up. That's another hurdle. Some people just can't do that. Like, that's a hurdle. The hurdle. Motherfuckers trip on that one all the damn time. I just shut the fuck up sometimes. Oh, like I said, don't lie to me because you don't have to. Not to me. Don't fuck around. Oh, fall. Like, all the way fall. this event right here just isn't for everybody. Like, bro, just said, don't sign up for the hurdles if you can't handle the hurdles. But there's that one video, I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. There's that one video of some motherfucker at the Olympics or some event. He just ran all the way through all the hurdles, like just full speed, like do 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 do. Like I was gonna try to knock it out, like I was gonna try to knock them all out and still win the gold, you know. And there are some people that think like that. You know, if you're gonna play the game, if you're gonna do the event, do it right. You know, it's simple. Well, it's not simple against the hurdles, and you're in the Olympics, so it's not a simple task. So don't step up to the plate if you can't handle it. Because again, we're gonna see. But again, for me, my personal favorite again, it's all about the distance run, long distance run. You know, I gotta know, can you do? Yeah, you know the long distance. Them motherfuckers be running like four. I don't know how many times it actually is. Again, this is what I wish I had like a little tech person so I could be like, yo, look that up real quick. But that I just know it's a long distance, man. Them motherfuckers be running for a long time. Long time. This is running. Again, I understand it takes stamina, it takes strength. you know. But it shows dedication. It shows a willingness. Because like I say all the time, as far as the Olympics is always going to be here. That's what people don't realize. Right? The Olympics, and they're always planning for the next one. I mean, the next one, right? They plan 4, 8, 12 years ahead. Olympics are always going down over here. Always going down over here. Always going down over here. They plan for this shit. So, again, when it comes to the long distance run, again, I want to. You have to know who's in it for the long run. Can you not only defend that goal? Can you not only win that goal in the long distance, but can you defend it? Because there's always going to be challengers. Just people want to make it a competition. Again, I'm all about the round table. I'm all about Ocean's 11 and everything, just for the record. But again, since you want to be a competition, then there's always going to be challengers. Always. That's what competition is. So what are you doing in your off season? What are you training for this? Or do you know what you're getting into? Do you know what your event entails? Are you choosing up for the right event? Because you can go for multiple goals if you want to. Because again, the more goals you get, then yeah, you can pop that collar since you want to make it a competition. If you want to rack them goals up. But again, that's up to you. I say it all the time. It looks good all the way back. If you want to make it a competition, again, get your squad together and then go for the gold against everybody else, against them other countries. You know what I mean? I'll be a proud coach like USA, like Team USA, like yes. You know what I mean? With my little clipboard, like, yo, we got this. You know, like I said, everybody wants to talk about the individual, like I said. There's different levels to competition as well. Again, y'all forget, especially let's take it back to the gymnastics shit real quick. On a team level, that everybody has their bit. You do this, you go get this over here, you smash that. You go do that, you smash that. You got that event, right? Smash. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And there's always that one coach. As long as that one coach. Again, I ain't a pedophile. It's that one old-ass coach with all them little 13, 14, 15-year-olds running around and everything like that or whatever. No, but again, if he can get them little bitches to win the gold and do some shit or whatever, like I said, what the fuck? I don't get it. But again, it's, Rome wasn't built in a day either. But again, I'm just saying, but for the long distance run, like I said, it's for me, like I said, on some real life, you trying to fuck with me on some levels. I got to know that you can keep up. Whatever, if you want some real shit or, you know, you have your morals or your values or you can treat me right or you can do this or you can do that and all that or whatever. I need to know that you can keep that up for the distance. For the distance. Because I don't plan on dying no time soon. And again, I'm not a bad person, but some people make sure that some of the things that I do bad. And again, I guess that's right now, like I said, I ain't married, no kids. I got my job. I'm pretty set myself, you know, as far as I go personally. Again, there's certain things I still need to work on, but as far as overall, whatever, my heart's in a good place and I know it. I don't mean nobody no harm. Somehow, some way, the things that I seem to do. But again, it's you can't blame the Olympics for being the Olympics. It's difficult. And everybody, there's a lot of people even try to get here. Like, so again, if you even made it this far, you can't blame the Olympics for being the Olympics. Some people train to get here. But again, my personal favorite, again, is the distance. And that doesn't mean you just let me clarify. I mean, that doesn't mean you come to the Olympics every year and you're in the distance run like you've known me for so long, but still don't.